Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
College football analyst in America. I love this guy on ESPN because he would tell like it is. And I'm happy he's found a home talking college football on CBS Sports and CBS Sports HQ. He's here on behalf of betonline.ag, where you can get updated college football playoff Heisman and college football week 14 lines. I'm talking about former Florida State quarterback, Danny Cannell. Danny, Andrew Filippone and Chris Muller in Pittsburgh. How are you?
What's up, fellas? How we doing, man? It is great to be on with you guys. I have an affinity for Pittsburgh because both of my parents were born and raised in Pittsburgh. My dad went to Pitt, so it's always good being on with you guys up there, man.
How are things going? I did not know that, and I consider myself a Danny Cannell expert.
So my dad is actually in the record books for Pitt for their shot put throw. I think he's still around fourth or fifth all time for the shot put.
Did he ever try to get a young Danny Cannell into doing shot put?
You know, I played three sports. I played football, basketball, and baseball. And like, he definitely kind of threw it by me, but I was like, Dad, it's during baseball season. Like, you know, it wasn't quite as exciting, you know, as going out there and being able to pitch nine innings, as throwing that, you know, shot put under your under your chin and just giving it the old heave. He also threw the discus too, which did seem more fun to me. But I never gave it a try. Much to his disappointment.
And weren't you in Pittsburgh a couple of years ago for the tournament because you had a relative that played at NC State?
That's right. I was at the Duquesne. Yeah, I was at that venue. It was great. Yeah, my nephew was up there, and my dad was actually with us too. That's we were in his old stomping ground.
DJ Burns.
Oh, we love that team.
Exactly. Danny, that was a fun run.
I did not think, if you had asked me after four Pitt games this year, that we would be talking to you about a Pitt team with still a puncher's chance to make it to the ACC title game and the college football playoff, I'd have said, yeah, I think you're just making something up here. Just what have you seen from Mason Heinschel, who, it's no exaggeration, has saved Pitt's season since taking over as the starter?
He's been awesome. He has got a moxie about him now. The only time we've seen him rattled so far was against Notre Dame. He had the pick six early. But trust me, firsthand, when he was coming to Tallahassee, I think that was his second start. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, there's no way he's going to go into Florida State on the road and beat Florida State. And sure enough, he tore him up. I mean, he has been awesome. And I cannot speak highly enough, because there are times when you see somebody and they might be a product of the environment around them. Like, you might have a great offense and you just kind of manage it, or you have a great defense and they don't ask you to do much. They're asking Mason Heinschel to win games, and he's delivering. You know, that's probably the thing that's most impressive. And one other aspect to the quarterback position specifically, I'm always curious how a player bounces back. You know, like, if you have a 2 or 3 interception game, or you have a game, like I was mentioning, I thought he looked a little rattled. It looked like his confidence might have been shaken after the game against Notre Dame. And then he's got to go into Georgia Tech, which, don't laugh, it is a tough place to play at night. The scenes there were out of control. It was a top 15 opponent, and he did not. I mean, he looked like he got his mojo back. Like, and sometimes that's not always the case. You see guys, they need some easy passes early, or they need a couple games to put a bad one behind them. He went in there and won that game for him too. So I cannot say enough and give enough high praise for Mason Heinschel and the job that he's done.
Danny, how should Pitt fans feel about the prospects of keeping him beyond this year with the NIL transfer portal era that we're in?
Nervous. You know, probably the same way when Jordan Addison was there and was an incredible wide receiver. It's just, and I hate it for Pitt. I hate it for any school that, you know, just doesn't have the luxury of what some other schools have, whether it's Texas Tech, who has a former player who is a billionaire probably three or four times over, and he's going to go get whoever he wants, you know, and it's just like, good luck trying to spend with that. I wish we could get to a place where the rev share model was actually a thing, because it was supposed to bring parity and it was supposed to make the collectives go away when you could see these buying rosters. But as we've seen this year unfold, people are just ignoring it. They're just going and buying teams and spending over the cap and coming up with still like kind of fake NIL deals that you're getting way more. And it's basically, they're just buying players. So unfortunately, I think the reality is you just got to like hold on for dear life. Maybe you can go to a couple boosters and raise the funds to do it. But then it's like, at what price? And that stinks. Like, I hate that, because I don't know if Pitt has the coffers to go and get in bidding wars. And then if you commit so much to Mason Heinschel, do you have enough to spread and put some talent around him? That becomes a question mark. So it's just, I hate it. I do think they should be nervous. I hope he comes back. I think it takes a rare kid to say, you know what, I might play for a little bit less for a place that gave me an opportunity or a place that I know the system already. But I think I would be nervous if I was a Pitt fan.
Well, it feels like since Cade Bell was the guy who discovered him, that their best avenue might actually be to try to keep Cade Bell. But how nervous would you be if you were a Pitt fan about keeping him, Danny?
I was just going to say, I mean, he's been so good, and he brought Desmond Reed with him from Western Carolina, and that offense has been fun to watch. I think that's another thing I would be worried about. And this coaching carousel, and I'm sure you guys have covered it somewhat, it is probably the most wild one that I have seen in my 15 years in broadcasting, and I don't think we're done yet. And then really, if you start looking at some of the collateral damage, what happens if, you know, if Cade Bell doesn't get the market for a head coaching job at a smaller school, does a big school, are they paying attention? I guarantee you they are paying attention to what he's done at Pitt. I do think that becomes another cause for concern. So, yes, I think he is somebody who is definitely on the radar of a lot of programs and probably some coaches that are thinking, hey, if I get this head job and I can't bring my offensive coordinator with me, they are definitely going to probably give Cade Bell a call.
CBS Sports college football analyst Danny Cannell with us. Danny, who should Penn State hire?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You know, I think so this might sound really stupid. I think they should hire the best person for the job. And I don't think that, like, cause I think so many teams get caught up in the home run hire. So I think the home run hire obviously would have been Kirk Cignetti. It probably would have been Matt Rhule, although that one now doesn't look quite as good as Matt Rhule's shine has kind of come off. I know there's a strong contingent wants Terry Smith. I get that. And I feel like it'll probably be Bob Chesney, who is a name that I honestly don't know how Penn State fans would feel. Like, is that the big name? Or do they want to try to bring somebody up from the SEC, like an Eli Drinkwitz, or, you know, possibly somebody that loses out on the Lane Kiffin sweepstakes? Like, I think they should hire the best person for the job, and maybe it is Bob Chesney. He's won at James Madison. He's been somebody who's won at every level. But the one thing I've learned is that there is no formula. Like, you cannot have a perfect resume. It just doesn't exist, because there's no way to predict how you're going to fit with the culture. How are you going to be able to attract players? You know, are you going to be able to win and execute at this level? Like, there's a big question mark for a lot of coaches. And I've seen guys who I thought were going to crush it. Luke Fickell's an example. I thought he was going to crush it at Wisconsin. He had a great resume, coached Ohio State, took Cincinnati to places they hadn't been, and he goes out to Wisconsin and has been atrocious. You know, now they're sticking with him another year, but it has not delivered. You know, Brian Kelly was somebody I thought could win at LSU. He won everywhere else he'd been, couldn't get it done at LSU. Now, I think that was personality driven. But and then some of the coaches that we
wait
didn't
a minute,
think,
you think
like,
that the Southern accent wasn't a good look for Brian Kelly?
No, that was the minute I said, I don't care what his resume is. Faking the Southern accent at the basketball game probably wasn't the way to go. But I'll give you another one. Like Mike Elko, when he was hired at Duke, now this was in 2021, the last big coaching cycle. I think a lot of Duke fans were like, huh? Who is that guy? Mm-hmm. And then now all of a sudden he gets the opportunity at Texas A&M. And even Texas A&M, I don't know if they were like loving that hire. Now, he had been there, but they were like, okay. And it's worked out great. Dan Lanning was a coordinator at Georgia. I think the Oregon fans might have been like, oh, geez, we're going with a young guy? Like, well, we wanted somebody with a resume. It's worked great. You just never know how it's going to work out. That's my point.
Danny, who wins on Saturday, Pitt or Miami, and why?
I'll go with Miami, but I do think this could be a scary game for the Canes. Like, I'll take Pitt and the points all day long, because I do think there's a couple things. One, weather becomes a very real issue. I'm curious to see how the boys from South Florida. I live down here. It was 82 today. Like, good luck going up there.
Oh, God.
You know, it's just I played a little golf this morning. Rub it in, but it was
really
nice.
Come on. Come on.
It was nice out today. But I wonder about that. And then, but the reason I think Miami can win is their defense is good. Like, that was the one thing that was pretty jumped out to me against Pitt when Notre Dame playing them, is that defense had Mason Heitschel on his heels. They were chasing him around. He didn't have much protection. I do think you could see a similar day, but I also was impressed with Pitt's defense. I know the game didn't work out. I think Pitt's defense keeps them in this game because they're still physical. I think they can shut down Miami's run game, and I am curious to know how they throw the football in those conditions against that defense and against a home crowd. So I do like I like Miami to win, but I do think it'll be a close game.
Danny Cannell, CBS Sports College Football Analyst, on behalf of betonline.ag. Hey, Danny, thanks for coming on in Pittsburgh.
Thanks, Danny.
And we love having you. Appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys. Thanks so much for having me.
You bet.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.